Hey there, friends of Holy Shenanigans Podcast. I'm thrilled to share that I'll be recording live from the Wild Goose Festival this July 11 through 14. Wild Goose Festival is a transformational community grounded in faith-inspired social justice. It's a one-of-a-kind gathering that brings together activists, artists, and seekers from all walks of life to explore justice and art, spirituality, and community. The festival will take place at Van Hoy Farms in Union Grove, North Carolina, and I'd love for you to join me there. From engaging workshops to inspired panels and interactive experiences, Wild Goose has something for everyone. So mark your calendars and let's be part of this incredible community that is committed to making a positive impact in the world. For more information, visit www.wildgoosefestival.org. As one of my followers, use a discount code A-TLE24. That's A-TLE24. And you'll get $50 off the price of an adult weekend ticket. We will see you there at the Wild Goose Festival to connect, to build community, and to work for social justice. Hi there, friends of Holy Shenanigans Podcast. We're continuing our conversation about June rainbows and joy that we discover this month, all month long. And I am delighted today to introduce to you Della Moore. Della is coming to us from Olean, New York. And Della, I am just so happy that you are here with me in the Holy Shenanigans Podcast neighborhood.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for the invitation. Appreciate it.
So, Della, I would love to hear more about the work that you do. But before we go into that part of our conversation, I would just like to get to learn a little bit more about you as a person.
Well, I'm here in Olean. I love this town. It's my adopted town. I'm from Philadelphia originally. I'm the director of the African American Center for Cultural Development. I've been here 50 years. I came here in 72, and I just love it.
Well, thank you. So, Della, what do you love about being you?
Wow. God lets me surprise myself because I think it's fun. I enjoy very much being me. That might sound crazy, but it's true. I depend on the Holy Spirit in everything I do. I try anyway to listen. And that surprises me as well as surprises other people. I'm going to explain that.
Sure. Please do.
Because it sounds really, really strange. I used to prepare extensively when I go out to give a speech or a lecture, write everything down and everything. It was okay, but it didn't feel right. And so I got into the habit of stepping out of the boat, just doing my homework, and then getting up on stage and opening my mouth with the prayer that God would please put the words that people need to hear in my mouth and speak to me. And it is beautiful. It has worked ever since. Some of my friends get after me about that. Say, how can you do that? I just have the faith. Just step right here. I have no idea what I'm going to say. I've just done my homework and I'm here. That's it.
And that is a brave action to do public speaking without a net.
Well, when I first began, I couldn't do it. I would just freeze. But I found this way works so much better for me. And I could get up at a moment's notice and hold a conversation. And I thank God for it. It's all Him that does it. He just let me have fun.
So part of the reason why Holy Shenanigans is a thing that I love to do is it's talking about the ways that the Holy Spirit shows up and surprises us in everyday life.
Wonderful. Wow, that's great.
The perfect intersection. And I trust that you are here for a very important reason today. And so I thank you for taking the time to share your story.
Appreciate that very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. So Della, could you tell me a story or an experience of how love showed up in your life and made a big difference to you?
When I came here, I was sort of like a foundling because I didn't know anybody and I did not want to come to a small town because like a lot of people, I believe the hype, you know, you go to the small town and you'll disappear and I might not ever come back. They're going to kill me and all of that. The first month I was here, my phone bill was about $300 because I was scared and lonely. But I'll tell you one thing. The moment I hit town, almost, there was such acceptance that it was, other people would say unbelievable, but I believe in God, that it was a treasure that I knew this is where I should be. It was like the caterpillar to the butterfly. And I didn't know that was going to come out. The top supermarket, it's been a wonderful blessing because that was like Hollywood and Vine, where everybody came through the supermarket. And then I just was me, the me I was growing into being. So yeah, the welcoming of Olean and Olean area.
Wow.
And I know it was God because I never expected to be in a small town ever to be planted here. It's been one of the blessings of my life and it's helped me grow.
Yeah. There's a song that I've been listening to a lot and the artist is Coco Love Alcorn. She sings this song, Roots and Wings, and she talks about how she wants roots so that she can be strong, but wings so she can fly.
All right. Wonderful. I had to write that down.
I can send you the link later, Della.
Okay. That's wonderful. That's a nice way to say it.
Totally worth a listen and something to carry in your heart. Because as I listen to you talk about the way that you came to this small town in Olean, New York, you know, that was a courageous act for you. I mean, a woman of color coming to a small town, that could be particularly dangerous, right?
Yes.
But to land in a space where love met you, that's just beautiful.
I'm ever so grateful. Believe me, I am. And I like that line, where love met you. I love that. Oh, you're gonna see that somewhere. Okay.
You said just speak from your heart. So that's the words.
That is awesome. Yes. I love that. I love it.
All of last year in 2022, the focus of our conversations here at the podcast was around love, 3.5 questions about love. And to understand that love can meet us every single day. In lots of different ways, I think is a really important thing to stay focused on because there's lots of ways that we can look at the world that we don't see love around us, but we need to have the eyes to see it.
Amen.
So, Della, you are a woman of many gifts. Our friend, Reverend Marilyn, let me know a little bit about you, but I feel like there's so much that I can learn and that folks that are listening can learn about life and love. And I wonder what you love to do in the world.
Well, the center is my focus now. I'm the director of the African American Center for Cultural Development. That's a beautiful gift of destiny, the center. A little bit of background that came to me in hindsight. I went to Temple University when I was 65 years old. And I got my degree in Black Studies. And in the last semester, just before graduation, a young lady named Barbara came from the International Foundation for the Advancement of Self-Help. And she asked if we would volunteer to help people in Africa. And somehow or another, I had this addiction of stepping out of the boat. I can't control my hand being raised towards something. But consequently, I was the only one of that class to go. I taught, and unfortunately, I got sick. I caught a parasite. And although I told them it was okay, but the organization was worried about my health, kicking and screaming. They sent me home. You know what is it like? Is what happens while you make another plane? Yeah. My plan was that I would be in Africa for 2 years, then come back and let that stuff that they give you for malaria get out of my system and then go back. God had other plans, and that's what I'm trying to get at. And then here you go, Della, here's a project I want you to work on. Maybe it's your destiny. I think it is. Okay, go. Raise your hand and go for it. Step out of the boat. And that's what I did. My mother used to say, you don't take something from someone unless you offer something in return. And that's what he did. Oh my gosh, that's what he did. And I'm loving the center, the artifacts and the displays. Tell me where they want to go. Mm-hmm. The room, tell me what color it wants to be. So many wonderful volunteers and friends to help. And I'm having a heyday, and I praise God for it. And my mother used to always say, nothing is ever wasted. And it's true. It is true. God has things for you to do, and he has this big plan, and you don't see. But you go on. If you don't go on wholeheartedly, then you waste time. You waste your life. You do.
For folks who don't know anything about this center in Olean, New York.
Okay.
All right. Can you tell us, what is this center?
The African American Center for Cultural Development. It is a culture center, which means that we talk about the wonderful history of the African Americans in this area. Mm-hmm. We have movies, we have lectures, we have artifacts, we have exhibits for depicting African Americans locally as well as globally. We have an Oscar Michaud theater room. Spike Lee and John Singleton and Oprah Winfrey are standing on his shoulders. He did it all. And we have a Tuskegee Hall where most of the events are going to be held. We have an African Cafe Afrique, which is our kitchen and dining room area. Our whole downstairs almost is going to be the interactive Underground Railroad exhibit. And upstairs, we have a reading room, a classroom for Black entrepreneurs, a conference room, and a children's room, and a room I call 125th Street. And that's where we have our broadcast room. And that's where I'm going to learn about broadcasting and sharing our history, where we can send out to libraries and share with people in resident homes, et cetera, you know, that can't get out. African-American history is American history. Yeah. As for the center itself, two of my wonderful friends donated their office, which was a house, to us, to the center. We had a grant that we're just finishing up to help us to renovate it. And it is getting there. We're having a grand opening soon.
Oh, that's amazing. And did I hear from a little bird that you might be interested in getting into podcasting, Della?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. That's our broadcast room. That's the 125th Street.
That's wonderful. So, Della, if folks wanted to make a contribution or learn more, do you have a place online where they can reach out to you?
Yes. It's aacolean.org. That's the website. And on the bottom of it, it has a donation where you can donate. And also, we have an African American Center for Cultural Development Facebook page.
Thank you. I definitely wanted our folks to hear all of those ways that they can hopefully send some support your way. That's exciting. And I'm making a commitment. I'm going to come out and see you in person.
I hope so. Oh, please.
I cannot wait. I can't wait.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, you know, Juneteenth has not been a national holiday for a very long time. I wonder if you could say a little bit of, you know, what is Juneteenth and what does Juneteenth mean to you?
In 1863, President Lincoln made his Emancipation Proclamation. All men are free. But it wasn't until a couple months after the Civil War ended that the very last members of the slave community in Galveston, Texas, was informed that they were free.
Correct.
Slavery is out of the question of continuation. And since then, there have been celebrations. It happened June 19th, and that's where the Juneteenth comes from. June for June and 19th for 19th.
Yeah.
It's music, teaching, remembering, where you have a little speech about remembering where we've come from and what it means. Good food. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Good food.
Yeah.
And fun and games and education in there. And it's a great celebration. Oh, we're having our celebration. The center's having a celebration on the 24th, the last Saturday in the month. And we're going to be at Bethany Lutheran Church. And it's going to be from noon to 3. And we're going to have great stuff. So bring a lawn chair and come and join.
The meaning of Juneteenth is reclamation, this bringing back of joy. And I think it would be appropriate to say for folks to join in the joy of Juneteenth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wonderful, too, to have the opportunities for folks to join in the joy of this Juneteenth that's coming up very soon.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And even if folks are hearing this after the fact, you know, mm-hmm. that gives them the opportunity to say, oh, you know, going forward, how can I join in on this joy of Juneteenth and celebrate this important holiday? Yeah. Well, Della, I am so delighted to meet you, and I look forward to meeting you.
Me too, you also.
And thanks to Reverend Marilyn for getting us connected.
Absolutely.
So that we can get into some good trouble together. And I just wondered, Della, if there's any message you'd like to share with our listeners at Holy Shenanigans Podcast. What is a last word that you would like to share today?
Oh, well, be blessed. Especially today, please show love, share love, and be loved to someone. Mm. That's the best thing. Yes.
And Della, a blessing for you. May you have roots that support you and strengthen you in all of the wonderful work of love that you are engaged in. And I already know that you're flying around doing all these things, but may you have wings to fly this day and every day.
God bless you. Thank you so much. And right back at you.
Thank you, friends of Holy Shenanigans, for listening to this conversation about love, about Juneteenth, and about this beautiful cultural center that Della Moore is curating in Olean, New York. Della, one more time, where can people find the center online?
It's AADOLEAN.org.
Thank you, everybody, for listening today. Thank you, Della, for sharing your story and the beautiful work that you do.
God bless. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And Holy Shenanigans listeners, thank you for being with us in the work of listening and looking for love and being a part of work that is always sacred, but never, ever stuffy. Until next time, be well, be at peace, and know that you are loved.